Last night at 8:46 p.m., Pastor Chris called me and he told me that Brittany, she had a contraction every hour. So they rushed her to the hospital and we expect Brittany had the baby about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. However, I think now it's almost 9 or 10 o'clock. She's still not having the baby yet. So this morning, roughly about 6:59 a.m., he called me up and said, "Pastor Hong Sen, need help." I said, "What kind of help?" "You need to do the sermon this morning." So when I prepare the Vietnamese sermon, I always have the English, but not the sermon in English. I only Google translation. So this morning, I try to working on the sermon. And so you have to bear with me this morning. And I pray a lot, believe it or not. I pray from after I complete this sermon, I pray like about 1.5 hours. And pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit would help me to present to you the scripture, explanation of the scripture, clear as can be. And hopefully, and I pray, you get something you can apply for your own life. Okay? I need to have some kind of remote control. Oh, here, good. I pick the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, verse 22 to 25. However, I only read from verse 16 to 18, but the focus of the message on Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And I will read in English Standard Version, okay? Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Paul, he wrote a letter to the church of Galatians, or the Christian at the Galatian church. So he said, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit that is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." But the message focuses on Romans chapter 18, I read. "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." So it means the son and a daughter of God. So all of you in this room, you are the son and the daughter of God, based on Romans chapter 8, verse 14. So let me pray real quick. Our Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, I'm thankful to give me the opportunity to share the message about the Holy Spirit, least believer. So I pray the Holy Spirit in me can share the message clear as it can be, and using me to spread the message. But I also pray the Holy Spirit is in each person in this room, other people who listen through the broadcast. The Holy Spirit in them to help them to understand and apply for their own daily life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. "One of the little boy was walking in the woods with his father when he came to the fox in the road. He was confused about which way to go. However, his father took his hand and said, 'You don't need to know the way. Just hold my hand.' Likewise, in life, the Holy Spirit is the Father who holds our hand, holds my hand, your hands, and guiding us through every step of the way. So have you ever wondered how can I walk with God? How can I know God's will for my life? Or how can I be sure I'm walking the right path? Many believers struggle with knowing and following God's direction. When I was young, when I'm still in high school, this is the question it bothered me. I keep questioning, okay, I pray, accept Christ, but how do I know God's will? And I had to fear in me at that time. Maybe I make the wrong decision. And how do I know? Sometimes I walk outside God's will. And then what happened? However, the Bible assuring us God does not leave his children to figure things out. So that reason why in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14 states, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the Son of God. So this verse telling us the Holy Spirit guiding us or lead us on who belong to God. And secondly, we don't have to rely on our own wisdom. We can trust on his direction. And the Holy Spirit led life would fill us with peace and purpose of the fruitfulness. So the question at that time, or even this morning, I asked me, myself, and probably you too, was I recognize the Holy Spirit guidance? What must we do to walk according to his leading? So three things I will go through with you this morning. The Holy Spirit leads believers through God's word. Secondly, the Holy Spirit leads through prayer. And lastly, the Holy Spirit confirmed through peace and wise counsel. So the Holy Spirit leads the believer through God's word. The Bible talking about God was in Psalm chapter 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the most reliable way the Holy Spirit leads us through God's words. So that reason why I advise you, I counsel you every day, read a little bit Bible. And if you follow Facebook, the church Facebook, West Houston VBC, for the month of March, every day I post the message, one Bible verse about the Holy Spirit. So the month of March, you have opportunity to read in Vietnamese or in English or both, if you know two languages. Will be 31 short message about the Holy Spirit. If you go back to February, will be God. And the month of April will be Jesus Christ, the path to the cross. So every day, meditate on what were only one Bible verse. You know, explain it shortly, how to apply it, and the calling. Just a little bit. Maybe for both the believer and also for the non-believer. So if in case you need to share the message about the Holy Spirit, there's some guidance in that to help you. Okay, both Vietnamese and English. It will be 31 because the month of April is 31 days. So it will be 31 Bible verse about the Holy Spirit. And they said that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we need to read the Bible, God's word, even one verse at a time. Okay, secondly, when we read and meditate on the scripture daily, the Holy Spirit would help us to discern right from wrong and helping us to make the wise choice. Every day when you go to work, you go to school, or you talk with your neighbor or whatever, you make the decision. But is that the wise decision? Is that the wise choice? Even you go shopping, go buy food, when you pick up the box or send food, some of you have pregnant, when you shopping for food, probably you need to read the label. If this food could impact the human being in me. Some of you probably have high blood sugar, high whatever. Okay? A lot of things in your body. And sometimes certain food you eat, it may impact your body. So you make the choice. But is that a wise choice? So that reason why when you read, you meditate, Holy Spirit help us to discern right from wrong. Make the wise choice. When I talk to my neighbor, okay, and I know in future I'm going to share the gospel to this neighbor. So I'm very, very careful to communicate, to make friends. Certain joke, I may joke within ourselves or between me in thinking, but I don't share that joke to that person because I know this person's background, the belief system, so you don't just say whatever you want to say, even though you have freedom of speech and you have a lot of freedom in America, but you understand the background of the person, the belief system, and you construct your conversation wisely, and that the Holy Spirit could help you. So if the decision contradicts with the Bible, it's not from the Holy Spirit. So every day when you read a little bit Bible, 365 days, you probably learn about 365 Bible verses. This means you can make the right choice 365 times if you apply it. So one of the businessmen I know, he get an offer, profitable investment that involved an ethical practice. So he stand, there's a lot of investment out there, but is it ethical? So if he turned to the scripture, he will find out God never leads people into dishonesty. Even investment, even make a lot of money. Through my life, yes, I face a lot of offer of investment. If Pastor Hong San, if you do this, I will give the church this lump sum of money. It was very attractive. But when I go back to the Bible, that lump sum money is also at the condition, attachment. So when I read the Bible, I say, no, that's unethical. So I say, no. But if you don't have God's words, the scripture in you, you may make not a wise decision. One couple come to me. No, actually, at that time, they're not a couple yet. This is a girl. She's roughly about 21 years old. And she had a boyfriend. And they get pregnant. And the father, the family, you know Vietnamese family, sometimes we very promote, you know, that thing is cannot accept it. So they force her to have the abortion. So the girl, she was at our church, she make a mistake, she come and she cry. And then her parents come to me and talk about it and force her for abortion. So I pray a new Bible verse because the Bible also said you cannot murder. And if the human being in there 3 months old, and if you destroy that human being, you violate God's word is murder. But on the other hand, say, you get pregnant, before you get married, that's also not right. So which one is the, have to make decisions. I pray a lot and pray family, go through the Bible, and finally they decide not to do it. A couple months ago, of course they left the church. A couple months ago, I met this family again. I saw the boy, and now he's the second year at Texas A&M University. So I see the future, and of course, this girl, she married with her boyfriend, and this family have three children, two boys and one girl. And the one is supposed to be lost, now second year. He studied engineering at Texas A&M College Station. So of course, I throw a party for them. Basically, I take them to the restaurant and just celebration, because they had to go through a lot from the family, from the relative. And the second girl, she get ready to college, and the youngest one now grade 11 or 10, something like that. And they seem to be happy family. And of course, the husband shared with me, yes, they make a mistake, but they still stick together through thick and thin, through the family pressure. You in the Vietnamese family, you know. The pressure from the family, the pressure from community, sometimes because of that pressure, it makes the unwise decision. So, need to pray about. So, the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1, the Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. So basically, if you have to make decision, God never lead people into dishonesty. Honest with yourself in whatever you do and make the decision. So, but what about decision where the Bible doesn't give a direct answer? How can we discern the Spirit leading? Okay, because the Bible gives a lot of information, but it's, this is a new situation. The Bible didn't talk about it. So how do we make decision when there is no direct answer? So the second answer is the Holy Spirit leads through prayer. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. And that the Bible said. So prayer is essential in seeking the Holy Spirit's direction. So yes, you read the scripture, but you also pray. Because the Holy Spirit speaks through the inner sense of peace or a strong conviction when we pray. So if the decision brings unrest or anxiety, we should be cautious. Because this may be the warning from the Holy Spirit. So you read the Bible very clear, state, but you couldn't find in the Bible. And the second thing, pray. So when you pray, you make decision, but something is not right. Something you couldn't find peace, okay, and keep bothering me. And something sometimes you say, okay, make the decision on this investment or whatever tomorrow, and that night you couldn't sleep. And that's the warning sign. So in the Bible, tell the story about Paul. Paul, he planned to go to Asia. Okay, but the Holy Spirit prevented him. That night, something is not right, and the Holy Spirit say, Paul, change the direction. Instead of go to Asia, go to Europe. So sometimes I'm thinking, wow, if the Holy Spirit didn't tell him and change direction, he go to Asia, thinking whole Asia now is a Christian country. But the Holy Spirit at that time said, no, stop. Change direction, go to Europe. Okay, the book of Acts chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. Paul and his companion travel to the region of Phrygia and Galatia, is mean Asia, having kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. I'm sorry, Galatian is in Europe. Okay, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter to Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, would not allow them. So they want to go this way to Asia, but the Holy Spirit said, no, change direction. So you see the path, that where they're supposed to go, up there, but the Holy Spirit, no, change the direction. How many people of you visit that region? Okay, you find out there's roughly only few miles between Europe and Asia. Before they go by boat, now there's a freeway go across. You're about halfway, they say, welcome to Asia. You go another way, welcome to Europe. But at that time, they had to go by boat. Okay? So very, very short distance. And the Holy Spirit changed the direction. And Europe became a Christian country when the Holy Spirit changed direction like that. Why it happened? Because Paul, he sought God's will through prayer. He did not go in the wrong direction. Okay? So probably he know about the Pentateuch and probably Old Testament at that time. And there's no direction or description or instruction to go to Asia. And the Holy Spirit give him the warning and change direction. So, but how do we confirm if the leading we sense is truly from the Holy Spirit? Okay, you pray and you pray, pray. But how do you know? If from the Holy Spirit, I always have that question when I study. Okay? And I'll go through. Because the Holy Spirit confirmed through peace and wise counsel. In the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, Paul, he wrote a letter to the church of Colossians. And the church of Colossians, they just like the church of Corinthians, in chaos and people not unified, and they have unkept ideas of do things, but probably not the right thing or unwise thing. So he wrote, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So when the Holy Spirit guides us, he gives us peace. Okay? And if the choice leads us to confusion or leads us to fear or doubt, it may not be from God. Okay? Because why? Because the Holy Spirit also confirms his leading through godly counsel from a mature believer. So you need to seek counsel too. It's just like the girl, I tell you the story, she seek counsel at cause. I don't just talk with God, she talked to me on the phone, invite the parent in and let her, listen to her, listen to the parent and give a counsel from the past, whatever go through. Okay? One of the person feel called to mission but uncertain. So she pray, seek advice from her pastor and mentor. So this person basically in one of the 12 we supposed to take mission. We leave in tomorrow, 12 of us. We go to Taiwan, Vietnam, and we stop by and spend a week in Laos. Taiwan, roughly about 14 million people, 200 Vietnamese basically immigrant in Taiwan. In Vietnam, 100 million people. And Cambodia, roughly about 7 million people. But Laos. Laos, roughly about 7 million people. 100,000 Vietnamese immigrants live in that country. Okay, America, roughly about 2 or 3 million Vietnamese reside, refugee or immigrant here. So when we pray, and suddenly the Lord gives us the vision, and the vision like this. Roughly about 14 million people in Taiwan, and the main belief is a Buddhist. So is it possible just send 200 Vietnamese unbelievers to reside in Taiwan? And God sent us a small group of people over there, and hopefully maybe 10 or 15 people will believe in Christ. And they trigger the movement for 200,000 Vietnamese believe in Christ. And all these people, they can speak Chinese or Thai language. And maybe 20 years or 40 years from now, the whole Taiwan believe in Christ. Why I can say that? Because it takes that long for porn. It takes like 100 years. It's only porn and a group of people step to Galatian, you know, the Europe. And it takes 100 years for the whole Europe become a Christian country. So the reason why, based on that vision, if we didn't step out and do something, and then we don't see the result 40 years or 50 years or even 100 years from now. The same thing, I encourage you, pray and get the message of the God counsel through prayer. Each one of you, when I stand here, I don't see 15 or 20 people. But I see each one of you impact the community you get involved with, school, work, or people around you. And you need to see the result 10 years or even 50 years from now. And even I'm not alive at that time, but I know my children and grandchildren will see it, and we prepare the path for that. September, GOC, West Africa, they do the mission. I encourage them to do the mission. Why? Because it will impact the country. Maybe Eugene Tano, he's not alive when things happen. But at least Annie and his children will see the result of the first step and get out. So that's what we need to see. The Bible didn't say it clearly, but when you pray, you get counsel, you will see it. So how do we apply? So the lesson we learn, advise you or counsel you regularly, read and meditate on God's words, and you pray the Holy Spirit for wisdom before you making any decision. And you listen, you pay attention to the peace and unrest in your heart. And you pay attention, you seek confirmation from godly counsel. And you walk in obedience in the Holy Spirit leading. So what I'm trying to communicate to you or share with you this message, the Holy Spirit wants to lead you every day. But you have to open your heart and make that decision. That's what free will is all about. Free will to let the Holy Spirit lead you, or the free will, hey, I do just fine. I don't need you. But I pray you use the free will and you want Holy Spirit lead you every day. And you need to listen to His voice through prayer. Because when you make the decision, if you have peace and calm in your heart, that's the right decision. And because the message is for the people who believe in Jesus Christ. But if you have never received Jesus Christ, so you can have the Holy Spirit guiding you, today is the day I call on you to start walking in the Holy Spirit guidance. So if you need my help to pray with you and for you, all you have to do, just raise your hand or you pray silently after me. I don't stand up. So if you want to pray, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you can quietly pray after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Please forgive my sin and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Please guide me daily so that I may walk in your ways. I receive you as my Savior, my Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.